Dancing the Moon, told to the editor by Thorn of Sinshan. The world is danced at the dark of the moon, after the equinox of the rains, and the second time the moon comes full after that, we dance the moon. Sometimes when the dance begins, the weather is still raining and cold, but usually the dry season has begun, and the nights are getting warmer. Sometimes the grasses are still making seed, and sometimes they are ripe and beginning to dry. Always the sei, lantern flower, Calochortus, are in flower. Lambs and fawns are weaned, but still going close beside the ewes and does. The birds are mating and nesting. The quail call in the daytime, and the small owls at night. The creeks are running lively in their courses. It's a pleasant time of year, and a good time to make love. At the world dance, people get married. That's a wakwa of sorting out things, getting things right and flowing on the two sides of the world. That's a wakwa of lasting and staying. The moon dance doesn't do anything like that. It goes the other way. It goes out and apart, undoing, separating. You know the heia if comes into the center, and at the same time it's going out from the center. A hinge connects and it holds apart. So under the moon there are no marriages, no households. Under the moon there are no children. If a woman conceives in the dancing, usually she aborts the fetus. If she bears the child, she does so because she meant to. She wanted a child with no father, a moon child. Children don't like the moon dance. There are frightening things in the other dances, the white clowns at the sun, the morning fire at the world, people getting crazy drunk at the wine. But children have a part in all those wakwa. The giving at the sun, the last day of the world, the singing at the wine. But in the moon dancing, nothing is for children. It's all backwards. It's a reversal, you see. It's sex without anything that belongs to sex. Responsibility, marriage, children. Because young people are the most sexual, adolescents can't dance it. Because it's a women's dance, in the house of the you, men are in charge of it and have it their way. Everything's turned round. The full moon reflects the sun's light, reverses it, not making daylight, but making the dark light. The full moon rises at sunset and sets at dawn. Well, so the children stay indoors, and adolescents, too, or they go off somewhere together for the first night of the moon, at least, and maybe for the whole time. Bay Laurel boys go off camping, and Blood Lodge girls spend the night together in a house or up in the hills in a summer house if the weather's dry. They stay apart, boys together and girls together. They look after themselves and keep apart. And they look after the little kids. And man-living women and woman-living men don't usually dance the moon. They go off to summer houses or look after the children indoors. Unless they're willing to make love with other sexed people. That's part of the backwardness, the reversal. Moon dancing is supposed to be sex without conception. So only people who can conceive are supposed to dance it. Women usually stop dancing the moon when they're around 50, sometimes a long time before that. Of course, old men always dance it. They make a big point of it. So there's always more men than women under the moon. Sometimes forest-living people come in for the moon, and people come from other towns. Sometimes there's a man or woman dancing that you never saw before. You don't know where they live or who their mother was. You have to ask them, in what house do you live, so that you don't find yourself and that person committing incest. Talking about it this way is strange. The moon is all license and incontinence. But there are all these rules you have to keep in mind. It's because it's a backward time, I suppose. And also, it isn't simple for a woman to live a man's way. You ask some man to tell you about the moon when I'm done. He might tell you a different story. But I don't know. There are just as many rules for the men. A man could tell you more than I can about what they do before the moon comes full. For the 14 days before it, all the men that want to dance do some sweating and singing. They use the old sweat house down where Sinshan Creek goes round the outside of Adobe Hill there. After sweating, they run out and jump in the irrigation reservoir. In the big towns up valley, they have sweat houses built above ground. In Kestoha and Chukalmas, they heat the sweat houses with steam from hot springs. Here they just have a fire in the rock pit and then pour water on it, you know. They do that any time of day, and they go naked to and from the sweat house. And after sweating and bathing, they come and sing in the commonplace. The songs are mostly matrix words. I don't know them. Only men sing them. They sing deep down in their chests, in their bellies. It sounds like thunder far away, or like rain, or like thresher engines, very deep and soft. The women don't come out to listen to that singing. They listen from inside the houses or the workshops, doing whatever they're doing. They don't act like they're listening. A man of Sinshan, Fourth Quail, sang us two of the men's songs sung before the moon. He said there was no harm in writing them down, but writing down matrix words makes about as much sense as writing down dance steps. Before the Moon, Song 1. Meyan, meyan, bara amaraman, a e eya meyan. Before the Moon, Song 2. Ehe, enne, enne, ehi meyan heyu. Fourth Quail sang these without accompaniment in the deep, inward chest voice described by Thorne. As performed by a group, with repetitions and part singing, each song would last several minutes. So, for 5 and 5 and 4 days, the men bathe and sing, and they don't have sex with anybody. They stay continent, married or unmarried. Sometimes women tease them, but it's better not to. They'll get back at you under the moon. On the day before the night of the full moon, the women who want to dance go bathe at the reservoir, all together. If you don't want to dance that year, you might talk about it and say, I'm staying with the children tonight in such a house, or I'm sleeping tonight with the girls who haven't come inland. Even so, the men may come to the house and sing and call to make you come out and dance. There's always some silly woman who says she's not going to dance and doesn't want to dance and hates the moon, but doesn't mean it. She just wants the men to come to her house and call her, so that everybody hears them calling her. And then she comes out, of course. Nobody comes out who doesn't want to. After the sun goes behind the ridge, women and men both start coming out of the houses into the commonplace, and the music starts down inside the obsidian hayamas. The musicians come up and come along the path to the hinge of the town and sing there, and then come on along the path into the commonplace, singing and drumming and playing all the time. Oh, the moon music isn't like any other music. You can't stay still. You have to come out and dance. It gets running in your bones, the drumming, and the men singing down soft. There's a matrix word in the moon songs, abahi. They sing that over and over, abahi, abahi, and the drums going syncopated in and out, abahi, abahi. And it's getting darker, and the moonlight's beginning to show behind the digger pines on the top of the ridge. By moonrise, you're dancing in a line with the other women, just step dancing in place. The men are beginning to make a line that moves forward, gyring, and reverses and goes around the women's line. Then the men's line breaks up, and 4 or 5 of them break through the women's line, break it apart, split it. You go on dancing in 2 lines, and then they break the lines again and again until each woman is dancing alone. Then the men may encircle a woman or begin to pair dance with one. And it goes on like that. There's no set pattern of how it happens. You can pair dance for a while, and then he goes off to another woman or group, and some other man or men come facing you or circling you and begin dancing with you. The women don't move from place. Unless a man takes your hand, you stay put. Only the men move and choose. The music keeps on. The musicians are mostly adolescents, obsidian people. They don't dance the moon yet, but they play it. And when the moon's getting higher, the women begin to sing. They sing abahi, or just he'e, or trill very high like night crickets. That's when the men start getting excited. Some of them come out naked to start with, but when the women start that trilling, pretty soon the men are all dancing naked, and they've all got erections, too. And they start taking hold of the woman they're dancing with instead of just facing her. They take your hands or your shoulders. If more than one man is dancing with you, they begin to press against you from behind and brush up against you, and maybe one has one of your hands and another the other. And then they begin to unfasten your clothes. If you don't want your clothes to get danced on all night, you don't wear much to begin with, because by the time it comes off, it'll lie where it falls, most likely. So then some couple begins having sex, usually standing up, and they and the people near them set up the coyote singing. It's called that because it sounds a little like coyotes, I guess, but it's more like a kind of music made out of the noises human people make making love. The musicians coyote sing and keep drumming, keeping up the dance beat. Some people dance all night. Others have sex and dance again, and have sex again with somebody else and dance again, or make love to somebody once and go home, or however they like. A woman isn't supposed to go home so long as a man is with her or waiting for her, but actually, if you've had enough or don't like the man, you can always get away. It's night, and there's so many people. There are stories about men staying at a woman, forcing her to keep having sex, usually in revenge because she had teased them. But I never knew anything like that to happen. Those are romantic tales. Men tell them. What isn't allowed is to go away together, to have sex anywhere that night but outside in the common place, where the others are. If some man tried to follow a woman home, she'd set up a yell and the others would find out. But it doesn't happen. After all, it is a dance danced together. The first moon I danced, that was the best one. Before it, I was a little frightened. It was a warm, windy night. The rains were over. The crickets were already singing. The moonlight looked like white water in pools on the grass. Oh, that was a good moon. But sometimes it's raining. They put up the big awning on poles over the commonplace, and people come out and dance. But making love isn't so good. It's wet and cold, and you can't see who's there alongside you in the dark. The way I like it is when you can just see them in the moonlight so you know who they are, and yet they aren't who they are on any other night because they are under the moon. But when it's cloudy, it's like having sex with strangers, among strangers. Some people may like that, but I don't. I like the moon when the moon shines. Anybody who wants to can dance the moon every night or any night while it wanes. 9 nights. The first night, the full moon, is usually the big dance, but if it's raining then and then clears up, one of the following nights might have more people dancing. And men often go to another town to dance on the following nights. If you go out to dance on one of those nights, you're likely to find yourself with a man you don't know. You have to find out what house he lives in, of course, but if that's all right, then you'd do wrong to refuse him. If you come out to dance the moon, you don't choose and refuse. On those following nights, the music doesn't come down from the hayamas till late twilight, and usually the musicians go off to bed sometime not too late. Men decide all those things. Men of the obsidian are in charge of the wakwa. They see that it's performed appropriately and without trouble. People getting drunk are usually the only trouble. It seems like there's always some old hunter who can't keep his penis up, so he drinks wine for lust. But then he can't get it up at all, so he drinks more and gets crazy. And the men in charge of the wakwa have to dip him in the reservoir or shut him into an empty barn till he quiets down. There used to be a woman here in Sinshan, Marigold of the Serpentine, who always drank at the moon and didn't stay put like you're supposed to. If there wasn't a man with her, she'd go get one. I suppose every boy in Sinshan who wasn't too shy to go to the woman he really wanted got sucked into that old whirlpool at one moon or another. But it wasn't any harm to him, and Marigold certainly had a good time. At the wine, she used to go around saying, "I drink all through the moon, why can't I fuck all through the wine?" And I expect she pretty well did, too. She was old when she stopped dancing the moon, 70 or more, and she died soon after. Anyway, however much or little dancing has gone on during the 9 nights of the moon, on the 10th night, the reversal is reversed. It begins the dark of the moon. The women begin gathering on the common place, and the musicians come there when the sun is down behind the ridge. The women sing the dark of the moon songs, walking up to the hinge and to the obsidian hayamas. The men are waiting for them there in the dancing place. They wear beautiful clothes that night, mostly black, black shirts and trousers, with a white vest embroidered in black, or a black vest embroidered with silver. Some of those moon dance vests are 10 lifetimes old, they say. The men are all bareheaded and barefoot. Some of them draw a wide band of charcoal right across their face, from the upper lip to the lower eyelids, and from ear to ear. They look magnificent. They stand in a gyring line facing the women, and when the women stop singing, the men begin. They sing very deep, the way they did before the moon. It's all matrix words, only reversing that matrix word, mayan, makes nayem, river shore. So those songs are called Shores of the River. The men stand singing and the musicians drum. The women stand in their line and listen. They are silent and don't dance. When the Shores of the River have been sung, the women go down into the obsidian hayamas, to the blood lodge, one after another, and wash their hands and eyes at the moon basin, and then go on home. The men stay in the dancing place and have a drum singing if they want, or they go down and bathe in Sinshan Creek. Then they come home. The moon has been danced. There are some things done during the moon that aren't part of the sacredness. They're just customs. In Sinshan, if a man wants a woman to dance with him that night, he comes in the daytime and gives her a sei flower. We had to laugh once in my household when a quite old man in Up the Hill House gave my mother a whole bunch of sei, 20 or 30 of them. She said, "How could I not dance with a man like that?" Down in Madidino, where I lived when I was married, they don't give flowers that way, but they go swimming together in the river in the afternoon. Dark of the Moon songs, sung by women on the last night of the moon dance. The black ewe leads, her lamb follows, the sky closes. Hey, hey, ya, hey, obsidian house, its door is shut. First house woman suckles the lamb in the dark fold. Hey, hey, ya, hey, moon's house door is black, blood clot, blood clot, black lump of blood, black sacred lump, I bleed you out, shining, shining, whiteness, shining, shining, whiteness, white shining moon, I give consent, this blood consents, this blood is black, it bleeds itself, I bleed this blood, this clot, this lump, this light, this life, shining, shining. More about the moon dance. A woman in Chumo. Men love women best before they've had sex together, I think, and women love men best after. So men aren't at home in marriage the way women are, as a rule. So the moon turns the rule around. Men are at home that month. There's no marriage that month. When I wasn't married, I liked dancing the moon, but when I was married, I was always glad when it was over. I'd come out to sing the Dark of the Moon songs on the 10th night and see my husband in the men's line, wearing obsidian black, looking fierce and handsome, and I'd be glad he was coming back into the house that night. He never seemed to be sorry to come, either, but he never said anything about it. He had his modesty. You know how men are. A man in Kastohana. Women make moon veils, very fine and long and full. When they come out onto the commonplace, they have those veils over their heads and wrapped around them and floating out behind them, and they keep part of the veil over their face if they like, so you can't tell who they are. They are white and full in the twilight and the moonlight, like reflections of the moon. They always wear those moon veils here. I didn't know the other towns don't dance the moon with veils. You can lie on the veil while you're fucking and pull it over you if you like. They wash them out in the morning. All through the moon, all the wash lines have white veils blowing on them. Haven't you seen that? Sometimes the women keep their face hidden. They really want you not to know who they are. That's good. That's right, the way it should be. You have to take care and notice, though, because she'll give you a sign while you're dancing together if she and you are of the same house, you know. Then you go off to another woman. A young man in Chuckelmas. Oh, yes, the girls here wear veils, and the older women, too, so you can't tell them apart. They're all just women. Only when you get very close, you do know them. The girls who haven't danced the moon before, they hide in their households. You have to go in. You sing outside a while and call to them to come out, but they don't come out. So you have to go in. You sing, "Mayan, hey, Mayan, I am coming in." They hide. They're waiting inside there with the veil on. You take their hand and they come out with you to the commonplace. They always hide their face. In response to a question, "I don't think anybody has sex for the first time at the moon. I don't know anybody who did. You come inland before it that year, before you dance it the first time. That would be embarrassing, to make love the first time with all the others around. The older men are always showing off how great they are anyhow. The moon is very difficult when you're in love. You and a girl are in love, and maybe you and she came inland together, you know, and then comes the moon. Are you going to dance it? You can't stay with one person at the moon. Maybe her feelings will be hurt when you go off with other women. But maybe she wants to dance it, and you don't want her to. A lot of love matches get broken apart around the moon. I don't know about marriages.